And welcome back to the Rita Cosby Show. Well, tomorrow is Good Friday and Sunday is Easter. And joining us now to talk about faith, which is needed now more than ever, given all the craziness and turbulence going on in the world, is my friend Lauren Green, the chief religion correspondent for Fox News Channel. She is also the author of another awesome, powerful book, which is called Light for Today, 365 Daily Devotions from the Lighthouse. Lauren, it's beautiful to have you here on the Rita Cosby Show.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be on. I think this is actually my first time on your show.
I am so happy to have you here and just so proud of you. You know, you were the author of Lighthouse Faith, and now you have Light for Today. Is there a light at the end of the tunnel? Give us some hope, because, boy, it's dark times right now. And I love your book. And I love that you're teaching us all ways that we can every day have a devotional and get centered and have a little perspective about what matters.
Well, yeah, it's so true what you're talking about, Light for Today, every day. You know, God is a creator of this entire creation. And you know, it's not enough just to go to church on a Sunday and for about an hour. You know, we eat, we give our bodies food nutrition every single day. We need the same for our spiritual health as well. We need to have spiritual meals every single day to really get in touch with God. You know, the only way you really know yourself, if you really want to know who you are, you must know God. That goes hand in hand, because God created you. He knows you, and we are made in His image. So it really helps us find our purpose in life, to really get closer to God, to find this, what is this God about? And I just think that that's what it's all about. You want hope? Hope is in God. You want joy? Joy is found in God, no matter what your circumstances. I think that's what daily devotionals really help, you know, create for us.
And everybody, we're talking to Lauren Green. Of course, Lauren, you've had an amazing journalism career. Been so happy to know you since we were there at Fox at the very beginning. Yeah. I'm so proud of you.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
But yet, in addition to all your work, I think one of the most beautiful things about you inside and out is that you really walk the walk. You walk in the light. You practice what you preach. And it is so important, I think, right now, I think of all the things that are going on in the world, to have those moments, and that's what you do so beautifully in this book, to have these moments for people to say, wait a minute, let's try to cut out some of the noise. And people are, you know, there's a crime. We're thinking of the wars that are going on. There's so much despair.
Yeah, yeah.
You're giving them, I think, a foundation and giving everybody hope.
You know, life is challenging. I mean, there's just no mincing words about it. You will have times of trouble. You will have times of pain and suffering. But how do you make sense of all that pain and suffering? How do you make sense of the trauma? It's like God is sovereign. God, you will either remove the storms from your life, or God will walk through them with you. I think that's really very important to understand, that, you know, He's not going to take away all of the hurt and the pain in your life, because unfortunately, that's kind of how we grow and mature in wisdom. But the idea is that, you know, it's not about what happens to you, but it's about how you react to it. You know, you don't always have a choice of what happens to you, but you have a choice of how you react to it. And understanding how to react to it in the most in the best way possible, that is in line with God's will, is so powerful, because you can look at circumstances and say, you know, I don't like it, but I know that this has got to be God's sovereign will, that He allows this to happen for whatever purpose that is. I don't know, but I'm going to trust in Him. You know, the Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own interpretation of what's going on. I mean, it's very, very important.
You know, in your book, you bring in scripture, but you also talk about some of your life experiences. What do you think were the most transformative for you that really just instilled your faith or reconfirmed your faith?
I think being able to forgive people. I mean, there are some things that happened to me when I was a child, and you can't go back there, right? You can't return to childhood and say, you know, I don't like the way that happened, or I didn't like, you know how I felt when that happened. And there's such a great release when you forgive. When you forgive someone who really hurt you years and years, years ago, because if you don't forgive, you just simply carry that anger around. And anger turned in on itself, it becomes depression, becomes animosity, becomes a lot of things that hurt you. But once you release that anger, you know, the way God says, you know, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. You know, it's the idea is that, you know, forgiveness is, forgiveness, first of all, is what Christianity is founded on. You know, Jesus died on Good Friday. He was raised from the dead on Easter Sunday, the Sunday morning. And when that happened, God basically, there's no chasm now between God and humanity. He has forgiven us of all the things that we have done. You know, Jesus lived the life we couldn't live and died the death that we deserved in order to bring us closer to God. So if the creator of the universe can die on a cross in order to bring us close to him, in order to forgive us, then we can forgive those who have done us wrong. This is what the Lord's Prayer is all about, you know, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. It's all there.
Absolutely. And boy, how fitting this time, especially, you know, given all the, as I mentioned, all the things that are going on in the world. I feel like as we think about what Jesus went through and what he overcame and did it for us, it is extraordinary. What's your message to people as we head into, of course, Good Friday and Easter? What is your message?
That God is love, and not that God does love, but God is love. God is the foundation, the headwaters, the creator. He is love. Love is the foundation of this created order. Everything that has been created was created out of love. And so God's love is as close as the air you breathe. It is not something that's separate that you have to go out to purchase or to go anywhere. All you have to do is sit in your home and say, God, show me your love. I open my heart to you. And I would just encourage people to go to Good Friday services, go to Easter services, really understand what this gospel is all about. It is, in fact, the objective proof of the world. And it is really important to understand who this Jesus is. You know, Jesus has challenged all of us as he challenged his apostles. But who do you say that I am? It's a very simple question. But who do you say that I am? And I think that once you start trying to answer that, you will find a plethora and a depth of love that you'd never seen before or felt before.
Absolutely. What a beautiful message. And I love your book. I've been reading through it, my friend. Again, everybody, it's called Light for Today. And it helps you to get much more connected with God and with faith and yourself, too, in the process, which is just so important. And also, I love just that you're inspiring people at such a difficult time. I think it's so perfectly timed. It's called Light for Today, 365 Daily Devotions from the Lighthouse. And Lauren Green, the great religion correspondent there at Fox News Channel, who continues to inspire us every day. It's so beautiful to have you on here, my friend.
It's a pleasure and a blessing to be on, and thank you so much.
You too, and have a blessed Good Friday and also a very blessed Easter, my friend.
Thank you so much, Rita. You too.